The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
That love I can't let go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero.
Where my west side girls at?
Where y'all?
Where my east side riders at?
Where they at?
Where my south side gangsters at?
Hey, I was talking about my ride or die, Brian. I was like, that's my ride or die right there. He been with me for every show. Brian is not here today, y'all. Y'all tune in to Global Street Wave. I think it's like show 12 or 13 or something at the Morris Media Studios. I am your lovely, crazy, wild, sexy, poetic love, Lady Howard Stern, Lady Tupac in the building, screaming bossy. Welcome again, y'all, to another crazy-ass episode of Global Street Wave. I'm not going to be trying to keep it clean today. I'm a cuss. As long as YouTube don't mute this video, we good. You know what I'm saying? Up in here chilling. I brought another brother in here I just met at Omar Gooding's birthday party at Manor on Vine in Hollywood, California, just last Sunday. And his name is Aaron Johnson Levy. He plays in Mr. Postman with Omar Gooding. And also, I believe it's Rodney Perry in there. If I said his name, yeah, he's nodding for me. He's not just turning it on the camera yet. But he nod like, yeah, that's it, bossy. Thank you, Aaron. You hear him laugh. Now, there he goes. Hey, Aaron. Tell the people hi. And introduce yourself literally like a quick introduction. Yeah, my name Aaron. I be doing this. I be all out in the bams. Like, real quick. Let them know who you be, man.
Real quick, which camera are we? This one here? This one? This one, yes.
There you all go. Right.
I'm basically a new actor in LA. I've been here 3 months, but I'm not new to acting. I'm new to acting in LA. And my debut will be in Hey Mr. Postman, I hope. You know, I'm not in the post production stage, so I really can't claim that, but I am on IMDb.
That's right. Yes, you are. Because I found you there. Just make sure I have your name. All right.
So I can at least claim that, but I do know that it is a film that everybody should see. It is, yes, something very special, and I'm not saying that because I'm in it.
Okay, you look like you want to damn near cry. Hell, somebody died in the movie? I'm getting started right now, y'all. I'm trying to see if DJ, shouts out to DJ Charlie. I'm trying to see if we live on Facebook. So I'm talking to my Facebook friends. We live, MorrisMediaLive.com, y'all. Hold on. He going to finish. 323-293-3375. Give us a call. We taking charity and donation funds just because he looked freaking good. I look freaking good. Bossy's boobies in the house. I can't do it in here today. I don't want Poise to kick me out, but I will flash you a booby on the phone live video. You can send me money in the PayPal. You feel me? I am your vixen and I am your night nurse. Oh, the point was, give us a call at Morris Media Studios, 323-293-3375. I start selling myself shit, talking about my own phone, but I didn't give you that number. Back to you, Aaron. See, I told you, turn up. And we got some of this loose goose juice. About to get loose. We're going to have sexy today. So anyways, the postman, you sound like he was about to cry. Said, what's the most memorable thing about that movie?
Well, I can't say much because I haven't seen it. You know what I'm saying?
But, oh, no. But did you act in it? I'm sorry, I said you act in it.
I did. You know, I did some scenes in it. But
okay, cool.
To me, what really made it something special is when I read the script.
Okay.
And it is an original script by, yes, and this is his first screenplay, Brian Berry.
Oh, wow. Salute to Brian Berry. I didn't even be in your next script. And I don't want you no damn extra. I got internet movie database credit too.
But yeah, so just keep an eye out, and
definitely.
I promise you it's going to make waves.
That's right. But we're going to start getting started and start making. I like the waves. You know why? Because it's called Global Street Waves. I love when I be getting my drop shot on the red carpet, and every, make sure you're talking this like a dick, if you like dick. Ooh. Or a pussy or a titty, whatever one you like.
Mm.
That's the one. This is a dick for me. Where you at, baby? You watching me? I got you. Hit me up, nigga. Okay, so anyways, y'all, we got some lovely guests while I'm talking nasty and shit. I hope they're not no Christians, Jehovah Witnesses, and some old holy-ass Muslims, because if so, they need to hit the door. This is the nasty... I'm just playing, y'all. I have some beautiful ladies today, okay? Got some pretty ladies.
Very
both
pretty.
Of them got blonde hair. Got me some blonde Barbies. They lucky I ain't gay. I'll probably try to get one of them. You know what I'm saying? Bossy's boobies. I need I'm a star to be like, I'm a star boobies when she get up here. And then I got Linda Bella. Oh, she's so sexy. I be calling myself a vixen. She's a vixen. Oh, we're going to have Linda Bella's boobies in the building. So real talk, Linda Bella, she's shouts out to Puff Daddy. I need to get some endorsements on your shit. Thank you. I'm a star. For that drink, that juice. Before I forget, Bella, Linda Bella, I'll let her tell her story because I'm going to shut up in a minute so we can get the guests. We only got an hour. Okay. And I'm about 55 minutes now and shit. But Linda Bella, she's on Internet Movie Database. She played in some movies. I went and checked her out, seen some little horror movie she was in. Looked like, yeah, you thought I wasn't paying attention, Linda. She's like, oh, okay, yeah. And she got a sexy video. And I got these dang 4-minute videos from her, and I'm a star here. Okay. I'm a star wants to do a tribute for Freddie Gray, y'all. A lot of people will be getting killed and all this stuff out here in the streets and different parts of the world, so she has a video, and it's like really like, I don't know if to call it a slideshow, but it has a lot of different scenes of different things and just what's going on in life, and I likes it. And she's singing on there. She has like this soulful, remind me of Adele with that voice that she has, kind of, you know, she sound pretty good on there. So got two different styles of blondies up in here today. We got the blonde vixen, and we got the one that's about to try to heal the world, and then we got the vixen that's gonna go save the world, because me and her gonna go put on our superwoman and Batwoman suits and costumes. That's that Linda Bella girl. She's a beautiful. Then I'm a star. They're just beautiful. Okay, I feel like I'm gay, y'all. Talking about these women and shit. They my guests. You feel me? I gotta show them love. It's the drink, y'all. I'm gay for 2 minutes. So, anyways, we have the ladies in here. What I'm gonna do? We talked enough. Did you introduce besides, you know, real quick on that? What else do you have going on? Are you currently looking for some PRs? You looking for some management? Hell, sell yourself right now, like you're trying to sell it to me, and I'm gonna give you this money out of my pocket. I'm a star.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, well, you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
Let me show you my skills. Let me just take my pants down.
Oh, you sound like me. You nasty. Take your pants down.
Are we allowed to take our clothes off here?
As long as you keep your drawers on, because then I don't think Portis and shit. It's not double R.
Portis, can I show them my skills real quick?
What is it? He acted worse than Bossy. God. I thought I was a nut. This is the co-host that I brought. Now, what's that?
That's I don't even have a name for that one. That is.
So is that a new dance you created?
It's my
It's like a sex move.
That's how I greet people nowadays.
You so nasty. How you greet people with your ass out talking about ooh and shit? About to stick this syrup juice down your booty hole and suck it out. He went there. What's that got to do with your greeting and shit? Now, okay, y'all, let me sip some more of this drink. I done met my match. Now, I thought I'd be showing y'all my legs and shit. I got on jeans today. I can't even outdo. This nigga gonna come on my motherfucking show. Ooh, Bossy's boobies. Come on my shit trying to sexually harass my motherfucking ass. Nigga, you got me fucked up. Okay, we got guests to get to. What's that shit all about? All this ooh and all that. What's that about?
I don't know. You have to embrace your best asset, and that is literally mine.
Your ass?
Yes.
Okay, well, my best asset, even though my titties is little, they ain't my best asset. My best asset is these lips and this mouth. Because I learned I get some good head. No, I'm just talking crazy. Bella and them over the trip.
We're going to have to get some tips.
Guests. Let's get to our guests, because, yes, 420 down there already fucking with you, so... That's crazy. Oh, no, we started a little bit behind. That's cool. Okay, let's get to our guests. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a commercial break. Because me and you, they ain't going to get to come on here and do nothing. You feel me? I'm a star trying to pay for promos, real artists. I'm a star going to sit here and watch me because I'm the star. How about that? I'm a star. No refunds. You just going to chill and you pay for entertainment from Bossy and this nasty ass motherfucker over here sticking his ass out. Got to stick my titties out today. I'm glad today wasn't the day I wanted to be holy. And I'm glad I don't do shows on Saturday the Sabbath, real day, or Sunday the holy day. Okay. Shit. You got me all messed up now. Hell, I wanted to do a song, right? And then I had these drops I wanted to play. But what I'm going to do, I'm a star up first. So I'm going to let the commercial break actually be her track. So I don't confuse the Portis. I'm hitting to the Portis right now. So we're going to go to this track in a minute, and the Portis could cut me off. I'm a star is a nice track. It's a tribute to Freddie Gray. We're going to bring her up after that video and let her explain her inspiration and motivation behind this and all that good stuff. It's called, I'm a Star, and it says August 21st. Oh, no, it should. When I sent it, it should add a... What's the name over? I'm a Star, I put Freddie Gray. There we go, because I'm a Star got it on YouTube talking about some August 21st shit. She got to go edit that and put a damn title. Okay, there you go.
Whoa.
I take my shout out back from DJ Charlie because we ain't even live on Facebook. But guess what? The port is, you know what I'm saying, on the game. I'm love you, Charlie. She's on the game up in here, though. The Morris Media can go live on the Facebook. So my Facebook watchers can be tuned in a minute. Now, that was very, video is very touching. A lot of people be dying and all kind of stuff. Not even just the hands of the cops, but they own damn people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Their best friends, Kanika Jenkins and all these different things. But we're going to let our guests, let's salute. We got to clap for I'm a Star.
All right.
Salute to I'm a Star Queen up in here. Salute you, Queen. You're the first person I did this to, so I got to do it to Bella. Salute my queen.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? You queens. I don't matter what your color is.
You're the queen
dog,
here.
The girl dog is
you're
the queen.
You're the queen here.
No, we're a queen.
You're the queen here.
You feel me? We're queens. So, I'm a Star. Introduce your beautiful self to my people. Talk up. You know, sit up. You ain't got to be like this on the mic. But, you know, let the people know who you are. And let us know your motive. Oh, we got a caller, girl. We can't let you let
what?
Nobody know.
You got a caller?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm a Star. You can't go nowhere. Shoot, I forgot. I'm a Star in the building. But thank you for calling in, caller. Let us know your name. And thank you for being on hold like you was waiting for customer service. Let us know your name, baby, and where you calling from.
Hey, this is Shane, and I'm actually calling from Portland, Oregon. This is I'm actually friends with Alicia, and she told us to call in. We're from Bud Bros Tea. We do the CBD tea.
Yeah, I sent pictures for your Bud Bros. Maybe the poets can find those pictures after I send her 20 emails. I actually went on the like page for Bud Brothers Tea. You looking at the show live on the Morris Media? Are you watching
Facebook,
live?
Yeah, I saw you were sharing the pictures earlier.
No, I'm talking about right now on the live show. Your picture right on the screen right now.
So
my callers can see it. Shane, right quick, because I be talking a lot and I only got an hour up in here. Salutes to Alicia as far as with the PR. She's the one that actually got Shane calling in, and she booked Linda Bella. Shanika, the other sister, Shanika Knowles, supposedly had a death in the family. So we got Shane calling in now. So Shane, go ahead and quickly plug what's going on, because I've been connecting with Alicia. I told Alicia, we didn't sign papers for PR, but you my PR. I'm going to work for you, you're going to work for me, and I need to get in some more stuff on my Internet Movie Database credit, because Linda Bella got some credit over there. So anyways, Lisa works with different people and celebrities, and there's something that's going to be going on starting November 2nd, if you would like to start off with that, Shane, with some celebrities and some things going on, and I'm going to be able to be in that footage. Hey, and that's, you know, yeah. So let us know what's going on.
Yeah, so basically we've been connecting. We have a CBD tea company in Portland, Oregon, where essentially we infuse five different flavors of tea with cannabinoids. So most people think of cannabis and they think of THC. Well, there's also another compound in cannabis called CBD that has a ton of medicinal benefits to it. I'm also sitting here with my brother, Jesse. Jesse, introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. This is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? I'm sorry, I got to send my engineer something, y'all. I have to pay attention. So finish talking, baby. Ignore me looking down. I'm sending something to my engineer. So finish talking
about
it.
What's the benefit of the cannabinoids?
Oh, sorry. I'm Bossy, y'all, that's on the phone. Shane, nice to meet you. And this is my lovely co-host, special guest co-host today, Aaron Johnson-Levy. About to ask you a question, and I'm a star sitting here. Go on ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I thought, there you go.
CBD's got a ton of benefits. You know, it's, you know, used for a lot of different things, from anti-anxiety to anti-inflammation. So, you know, when we infuse it with our teas, it does everything from, you know, soothing stomach pain, which can help with nausea and vomiting, to acting as like an antioxidant, which, you know, can help with combating even like as far as neurodegenerative disorders.
Awesome.
It can reduce swelling with pain. You know, people got pain from, you know, arthritis, or they do tons of hard labor. CBD can help with all those different things. It's an amazing chemical that's in the plant.
Wow.
What if you aren't getting along with a coworker? Does it help with that?
I don't know about that. Maybe if they have stuff, that might help them.
Oh, you know what? We got to get the coworkers and go treat them to a lunch break. That's what you got to do, and take them today.
You can check all of this out online if you go to budbrostea.com. And we also are on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. I think you guys did share a picture of ours earlier from our
Yes,
Facebook.
I did. I go hard on in the paint. I need you to be going on my Global Street Wave. You need to go find Global Street Wave like page. You need to go find whatever's on Carlene Corsi wall. You Bud Brothers need to be sharing it. Because if I see you show me love, guess what? Well, I'm coming in here to paint. To do my live show at Morris Media. I'm turned up. I was blaming on that call.
Okay, yeah, we're pulling,
you know what I'm saying?
You right
share
we're
me, I share you. Right, I'm just talking crap, Shane. Don't worry about me. So, Shane, November 2nd, I like you as the co-host because I was over here distracted trying to do something, and you went in with that question. I appreciate that. I was giving him props. So, Shane, did you mention November 2nd about the club thing and what's going on with the celebrity stuff that Alicia has been putting together?
Yeah, so we're going to be sponsoring that event. She's putting together something where she's going to have some local celebrities that she knows and has been working with, and wants to do like a cannabis-infused dinner where they bring some celebrities in to kind of discuss the different medicinal values of cannabis and, you know, have a dinner over it, essentially.
Yep, she does makes butter. The marijuana. I'm like, girl, I'll be baking coffee. And guess what? Shane, I didn't even realize Alicia is a Leo like me. I was talking I was real passionate. I'm like, look, your people come on. I need people to promote this show. They don't have to promote the day before, but before my show starts, I need to fly promote it. I don't care about your fake followers, your real followers, your barely followers. I don't pay to do this show to be promoting people for free, because I'll get plenty of other calls like mine that was shaking his butt. I don't know if y'all missed it earlier, and I can sit here on this platform and act a fool on my own, by myself, with my own co-host. So I don't do that like, oh, I'm trying to get everybody to make me look good. No, it's just, if I'm promoting you, you promote me back. You know what I'm saying? And then I love when I got people that's beneficial, because I got a lot of stomach pains and stuff. I have bad cramps, and you could donate some of that stuff to me and help me, and I could always promote you on the show.
It definitely sounds like you need some tea.
I got a deep voice. You know, does it make, you got something to make your voice lighter? So, Shane.
Well, you put a little honey in there.
There you go, a little honey. Hey, see, with the tea. See, Shane got a remedy. So, Shane, go ahead again. Let everybody know whatever your current things that are going on with the Bud Brothers. If y'all got something going to be somewhere or you need to promote something, do it right now so I can get to I'm a Star. And then Linda Bella, because Alicia hooked Linda Bella up with us today. And you can't be taking over the dang on time on this phone.
You got it. Well, I'm going to say one last thing. We just released a pumpkin spice chai. So if you'd like to try it, you can go to our website, budbrostea.com. We've got everything up there. We've got about 5 different flavors with CBD honey and CBD coconut oil. So thank you guys so much for having us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And I just bought some pumpkin spice coffee cream. Love pumpkin spice.
What's the email address one more time?
Say the website again.
You made a customer.
It's budbrostea.com. BUDBROS.
Com. See, I got the right co-host. Brian don't do that 420 stuff. He's like, tell me that again. Brian, you got to sneak it on him. Brian, come around me in the car. You getting contact. You're going away to this red carpet. No, salute to my baby Brian with the words from the wise. I wanted to have a topic today. I never mentioned it. It was called Never Settle. But you know what? If y'all want to call in 323-293-3375 and motivate somebody on why they should never settle, do that. If I get a chance to talk about it in a minute, I will. As of right now, since I mentioned it right quick, thank you again, Shane. You still right there?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm in 50 worlds, man. I got an hour and I'm about 40-something minutes now. So thank you, darling, for coming in. I went all over the caller's head. I'm turned up. So thank you for calling in, darling. Really appreciate it, man. And stay tuning in.
Thank you, too.
All right, bye, baby. And then I was ranting about something and shit. What was I saying, co-host? What was I just ranting about? Was you paying attention?
About settling.
Oh, yeah, there you go, the topic. Thank you. That's why I got you.
Damn.
See, Bob would have been settling it, baby. Settling it, boss.
Settling.
So never settle. Yeah, I don't want to start talking about no topic because we need to get to you. You feel me? So if anybody want to motivate somebody, you got some encouraging words on why they shouldn't settle, you want to, you know, call us 323-293-3375. You don't call, I don't care because I ain't got on stinky underwear. I'm just kidding. But I'm wearing my own hair today. You feel me?
You do?
I definitely do.
Yeah, I was shaking that ass
like
that. The
second time
doing.
Wearing these underwear.
It's so, nice to meet you.
So, what's your astronomy sign? I'm going to ask you that. Don't say Leo.
I'm a virgin.
Oh, you're crazy. Virgo?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder why you're just as crazy as me because I'm a Leo and they're even worse. Y'all like
I'm
fighting.
I'm on the cusp.
Yeah, but you're a Leo,
cusp
Virgo?
Cusp of Virgo and Libra.
Oh,
okay. Libra people, they're cool. Well, Libra brother helped me get some extra money in my pocket, actually. What's you, Linda? What's your sign? Cancer? Cancers are cool. I only knew one girl that was a Cancer. She was crabby, but everybody, they be cool. I like Cancers. Pisces men get on my nerves, and Tauruses, we argue for like real 2 minutes or whatever. Aquarius men are like the best lovers ever.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. And then they always got a goddamn woman and shit, and I do fuck them better than that bitch.
Oh, I was supposed to do that earlier.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. I'm a star. Boobies. Say, I'm a star boobies. Say it. I'm a star boobies.
I'm a star boobies.
Okay. Oh, there you go. I'm a star. You're like, you got new shit on night. Went gay for 2 more minutes again. I'm a star. We got a little bit of time here. We got to get Bella up here. Okay, we good. We still got like 40
I had to
minutes.
Get in on
I can pitch it to my time and stuff.
Can we do one thing real quick?
Go on ahead. It's up. Your boobies too.
While we're grabbing ourselves.
Yeah.
Can we do a little moan? Like each person, you know, just like a subtle.
And you know that this is self-love, right? Someone, one of my Facebook friends taught me that. He's seen me doing my boobies. No, you love yourself. I play with myself and get enough quick.
I love myself.
Then my friend almost can give me, no, I'm just playing. He be giving it to me. So
she just.
Yeah, I already do that. You the
ready?
Perfect little coach. Brian, I'm going to fire your ass.
All right, so I'm going to go first. You ready?
Okay, my bad.
Brian, where are you? Bryant.
Okay, self-love. Okay, now I'm going to go. Oh, I almost called his name out. Ooh. He's a secret. I can't say his name.
Hey, I have...
Okay, your turn, because I'm about to play with myself. Drink some more of this drink. I ain't going to have him on here no more. Come on, I'm a star. Come on, and I'm a star ain't no goddamn better. I hope Bella ain't as nasty, because we're not going to get to Bella. I'm a star. Come on with your nasty ass sexual energy.
Hey, no. I'm on the cusp of virgin, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it don't matter. We're all high energy. If y'all ain't sexually high energy, you're going to get it from me. My shit going to zuberate on you. So anyways, introduce yourself. Let the people know what city you're from.
Okay.
And the first thing is, see, I went back serious and shit. And the first thing is explain that motivation behind the video.
Absolutely.
After you explain yourself and the city you represent.
Hi there. I'm from Palm Springs.
Oh, and your camera is like one of them.
Okay. Okay. I'm from Palm Springs. And
well, they got some money at nice houses. Things going?
Yeah.
She brought this Ciroc I'm sipping on, a big bottle.
This video you just watched on Freddie Gray, I was sitting on my couch going in YouTube and I saw the news and everything, and it struck me really hard because I grew up in the South where there's a lot of segregation. You know,
yes.
I grew up with all that kind of ugliness, and I always told myself I never want to be like that, ever.
Right.
And I even ended college because they said get out of the black band or be in school. Mm. That was in the South.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been through my own ordeals.
You were trying to be in a black band as a white girl?
I was in a black band.
And they kicked you out as the white girl?
When my picture came out in the newspaper with the band, the dean of women called me into the office.
What dean of women? Were they color women
from
or
the
white
college,
women?
She was white.
Oh, that's figures. I'm like, don't tell me that the men kicked you out. Already y'all be kicking us some offense out of shit. And I'm like, we kicking the black people out of shit?
Anyway,
but the band showed you love, right?
I chose the band instead.
Okay, so you got a soul.
I dropped
you
out
just
of
got
school.
That soul. Finish going, messing up your story.
So my heart is really into that. I have a compassion for.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. You pick it up.
Oh, that's my perfume.
I seen it. That's all. I was like, don't worry about it. Finish going. You got a passion.
I had a lot of compassion for what happened to Freddie Gray and his family. You know,
yes.
I just want to shout out to Freddie Gray's family right now. I actually tried to contact you. I tried to contact Black Lives Matter. I know all lives matter, but specifically during that time, I wanted to contact Black Lives Matter.
That's
and
right.
Let them know how I felt about everything. But, I hope you liked
the
video.
Did you contact them?
I did, tried.
You know what? I met someone. Dang, who I know? Somebody was supposed to hook me up with one of the sisters asked them to do with it. I don't think we cool no more. Oh, but yeah, put your phones on mute and all the way down. That's okay. We're live on my Facebook page. Go on my wall when you get a chance and share it to your page. That's all I want to say. Salute to Morris Media. Got us live right now. Woo, woo. Y'all can see me on my Facebook. I love y'all. Hey. So anyways, back to what you were saying. That's okay. But Cole,
that song was penned in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
My emotions just took over and I took the pad out and wrote. And I was like, it was the first song that I produced also. You know, I started.
Oh, you made that beat?
Everything. I did the whole production. I used to perform other people's music in Palm Springs for 2 years, but then I decided, you know, I'm a writer, and I've been educated in production. I went to LBCC. And I got my songwriter's program finished. So I decided it's time for me to quit talking and start walking.
That's right. Well, with the Never Settle.
Walking toward.
As you see, we're not going to have time to even play all of the other seven other things I call myself playing for little commercial breaks. But before I forget my point and damn, so I get the kicking in. Phone call. Hey, shit, we got callers today. Shit, you want to take me on a date? Hey, daughter, thank you for calling. Let us know your name and where you calling from.
Hey, this is Bryant Williams.
Hey!
Giving you a shout out to Sober Streetway, my ride or die queen.
Hey,
shout out to Alma Store.
Hey, baby.
The poetess, everybody there, you know, Morris Media.
I gave you a shout out.
That's right. Brian, boy, you better watch it. I got me a nasty little nook over here, boy.
Oh, yeah.
See, I just started dating to Brian, and he just gets his penis hard. I can't see it. He just standing here. Your ass. Brian, he's shaking his ass on the camera. I just showed my boobies, bras, and shit, man. Look, what the fuck?
I miss you, Brian.
Yeah, but Queen took care of business, got you your sweet Sabar cranberry juice.
And
Oh, yeah. My bad. She was trying to tell you, Brian. Did you see I'm a Star do the boobies?
Yeah.
I'm a Star boobies. So go on and say what you got to say, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to say, give everybody a shout out. You, Ride or Die Queen, you know, Spin Bossy, and I'm a Star. Sorry I couldn't make it because I had to go to court.
That's right.
I just got out of court. But I said to myself, I can at least call in.
That's right, baby. That's right. I appreciate you, B.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, baby. I love you, y'all. Brian is my ride or die for all the callers that are listening. I said earlier, Brian, the poet has laughed at me. I said, if Brian was a little younger, I'll go with Brian. Because you're like the most faithfulest, coolest person. And then I don't be seeing you having a bunch of girlfriends to talk about no damn girlfriends. So I know I could go with him and then he don't cheat on me and shit. You know, women don't want to be cheated on. That's why I made the thing. Don't settle for a whack job. Don't settle for a whack career when you thinking you're supposed to be doing this and doing that. Don't settle for nothing, you know. So with Brian, he just helped me with my vision, and I wish Brian was like 45. How old is you, Brian? Shit. You know? You're the perfect little dude, man. You never fucking leave me forsaken. And this ain't the Puff Daddy drink talking, then. So thank you for calling me a Pookie Steak. I appreciate it.
For sure. All right.
All right, man.
Love you,
Pookie. Okay. Thanks. That's my I'm a Star. She reached out to Brian. That's my super ride or die, man. I love Brian. I'm dead serious. If Brian was like in his 45s or something,
he's good looking.
A little younger looking now, but Brian got to look younger. I don't want no older looking man looking older than me. Yo.
Well, you can look change my age. That.
Sorry, Brian. And then I look like he my sugar daddy. And then people be thinking I'm using him and shit.
You can change that.
I got to dress him young.
He looks good to me.
Buy him jerseys. Oh, Brian's handsome. He's like a little Creole little dude, a little Chinese or something. Okay, so back to you, I'm a Star, because we got to get Linda up here. What is it that you wanted to get out today as far as your message? Did it have to do with the Freddie Gray or whatever the case may be? You know, let people know what you got to say. What you got going on right now, you know? Are you looking for a husband? Shit, we can play the dating game right quick. If it's, you know, you whatever. I don't ask all the questions because I only have an hour show. I ain't sitting here.
No,
you know, with
the
big production like Oprah and Wendy Williams. So I'll just be like, look, let the world know what you got going on. It takes 5-7 minutes to do that shit.
Hey, I wanted it all to be about Freddie Gray. You know, I put that song out in 2015, and this is, I appreciate the ability to come on this show and tell you all what.
Well, thanks to Morris Media and the Portis for the platform.
Thank you, Portis. Thank you.
Finish going.
Yeah, for sure. And if you want to Google my other music, you can Google I'm a Star. It's IMMASTARR. Two R's and two I's, and you can see you can see my Facebook if you Google me. You can see
YouTube,
everything if you just Google. Twitter. I got a lot of people on Twitter that I've been talking back and forth with. So
that's
good.
Cool. That's super cool. Twitter's,
I
get a lot of interaction on Facebook with my
I'm a Twitter tweet.
I'm a Facebook freaking Instagram.
I'm a Twitter tweet.
I don't even do Snapchat. Snapchat, really.
But I, sorry.
No, say what you're going to say, because I'm going to let him ask you a question next. I'm going to do you like I do Brian. He barely get to ask questions sometimes, and then I got to sit back for 20 minutes.
You know, I just don't want Freddie Gray's name to just be pushed aside, and, you know, then there was, like, Sandra Bland.
Right quick for the Freddie Gray, before we get into all the other sisters and brothers, Sandra Bland probably was talking shit. Not like that, but I be wondering, what do we be doing? Because, you know, the police don't care about us already. But sometimes us black people, we be so damn educated on the bull crap, and then we be trying to talk crazy to the police. I'm like, I don't need license. I ain't got to have no license to drive in them states. You be watching on YouTube, and they be getting put over, and some people be getting out of it.
But they don't deserve no...
That was my point. No, they don't. But that was my point. My point was, before you get into all these other people, Freddie Gray, because some people like Freddie Gray, what had happened real quickly to Freddie Gray, for those that are listening, so they can remember, you know, just remind these people.
In Baltimore, Freddie Gray, he was just on the street.
Shut up. You good?
Oh, I'm not used
to... Set up to the mic, because I don't want y'all hate when my guests be looking all uncomfortable. There you go. We comfortable with Morris Media. And she about to hook this shit up. I'll probably be sitting on the throne on the next show.
Freddie Gray was in Baltimore, and he was just doing his thing, you know, minding his own business, as far as I know, you know, and the officers... saw him as a target, possibly. I'm not going to say that for sure, yes. But they wanted to pull him over and put him down on the ground, held him down. He's screaming. He's like screaming in pain. People are videoing this stuff, and nobody's responding. Nobody's helping. Nobody's helping at all. And, you know, they talk about the broken neck, how'd that happen, where'd it happen, this and that. You know, my theory is when they had him on the ground and they had their knee in the back, somebody else lay down, put somebody's knee in your back. Yep. See if it doesn't. I've had it done before.
It hurts.
You could break your neck right there.
I saw on Facebook, which was sad enough to cut you off. I don't know if this dude was white, Hispanic, or what. He was chasing a police around. This officer running from the dude. Let that be a brother. Gone. You know, but it's so much deeper than what it is. And I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I'm going to go there as a black person. One thing I do despise... We black folk get so riled up when the white man does something to us. But like Tupac said, it's my own kind I should fear. Because I don't give a damn if I'm in or out the hood. Let a nigga say something to my son, and I said nigga, not a niggas, because that's kings of kings. Let a nigga, and I'm a mama. My son 19, I will go and bang on a gangbanger. And it's like, we black folk be killing up each other more than the damn white people kill us. Hell, they're not all... How many gangbangers all over the world died in a damn state versus how many black people that got caught up in the jail system and just got killed today and shit? Like, no, they letting them kill themselves up in there, too. But my point about that saying that I had to rant was... Black folk need to get their shit together, too, though.
Yeah.
Because let it be tomorrow, a war outside... And the word martial law, they be talking about forever. Like, what a black, who gonna fight with us? I'm trying to be cool with all the Mexicans, and then the white people tired of the white people doing shit. So I got somebody to fight with. You know what I'm saying? Because the niggas is all gone in the caskets from the damn gang banging and shit. Okay, I'll go with you. I'll be venting to the niggas.
No, I'm just saying that there's good in every race, and there's bad in every race.
Yes,
you know?
It is. White people treat me more nicer at a job than white women than black women.
There's good police officers, and there's bad. I walked up on a homeless man that was dead recently, and I had to call in about that, and the police officer was so nice to me. You know, he told me, you know, if you're upset about this, don't work tonight. You know, whoa, take it easy. And, you know, there are good police officers, and, you know, there are, you know.
I want to ask you.
And before we're going to close her up in a minute, because we got a little bit of time left, and I'm going to get to Linda Bella's track before we bring her up and bring her on. You feel me? Oh, go on and go. Because I was supposed to mention my boys out there.
Oh, let me tell you one more time. If you want to check out any of the music I do, I don't just do political music or music that's about something that's happened. I do music from my heart or from different things that are going on in my life. I have a couple of new songs out. One's called Time Waits for No One.
It's got
like a rap thing. It's kind of like Don't Settle, you know, pay me when I... When I do a job, pay me.
Exactly.
Is that the name of the song, Pay Me?
No, it's called...
Don't Settle. But she's saying like...
No, it's called Time Waits for No One.
Time Waits for No One. Yeah, I'm talking about Don't Settle, Never Settle.
I got another song called Infected with Love. And I got a song I did with Coast to Coast Live. You familiar with Coast to Coast Live?
Yes.
I actually went over to Baltimore and performed Freddie Gray and won fourth place, which was amazing.
Oh, that was cool.
I couldn't believe it.
Awesome and cool, my new words, y'all.
I told myself I had to get to Baltimore, you know, to sing that song.
That's why I said it anyway.
Yeah. So basically, I want to give our beautiful lady here a chance, Bella, to come up here. I'd like to express my sympathy to the other artist that wasn't able to come today. What was your name?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm supposed to do that. I'm the host. Y'all, I like y'all up here with me. We express our sympathy and send our condolences. I beat you. Yes. Shanika Knowles is her name.
Knowles, I just want to say my sympathy and condolences to your losses.
Yeah, that's right. If y'all butt really lost somebody, Shanika, you just don't want to come on my shit because you knew that this nigga was going to be shaking his ass. And I was going to be talking about bossy boobies, and Shanika didn't want to show them boobies. I'm just playing, Shanika.
I know what it's like.
Now I hope I brought some laughter to your heart.
Loss is hard.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But after, I love my son. Let something happen to him. I'm not going to be like Kanika Jenkins mama on YouTube and not crying. I'm going to be trying to kill, not myself, but shit him. And he dead if he killed him. No, but anyways, I love my son. I love my mom. My grandmother raised me, though.
My grandmother passed,
in 2003. So I'm going to be honest. Ever since her dying, I don't even really cry at people's funerals. Your grandmother died last week? Brian Granny just, we send our condolences to Brian, my co-host. His granny just passed.
Really?
Brian, your granny passed too. Mm-hmm. Brian just lost his granny last week.
91.
Yeah, I didn't even, I hope I lived to see that long.
I'm glad she went up because she was in one of those nursing homes.
My grandmama too, because my grandmama was not going to stop selling dope on 42nd and Broadway. Shit, I had to clean up the house with sharp sticks, dope. I could talk about it in weed, but they didn't even call the coroner to pick her ass up out the bed because she died in her sleep. I was like, damn, I can't get car notes paid no more while I got money in my pocket. I got all this hustling money. I'm sorry to reminisce y'all and shit. Hope I don't go back to slaying. I got all this money I work for. On the porch, like, granny was just a bomb, dude. But the point was, I was like, I hate my granny died, but girl, if you wouldn't have died, my son even said, I'm like, nigga, you would have been on the porch with us hustling. He's like, no, I wouldn't have. I said, well, nigga, I would have been selling your pack for you then. You got me fucked up. That was a lot of money in one day. Okay. Rest in peace to everybody that's gone, and we send our condolences to everybody that got a loss.
My mom and my sister, too.
Oh, your three mom generations. When? So all my, but close to back to back?
From 2010, my sister, 2013, my mom, and my grandmother last year.
Mom, I know you ain't watching. You called in
one
time. But I apologize all the times. I be snapping at my mama because I'm a Leo.
Good.
She a Taurus. They be getting on my nerves sometimes.
It's all good.
I be banging on my mama, but she be apologizing because she be wrong. Ha, mama.
This world's getting crazy. It's better off there in heaven.
I appreciate my mama shit more. It's my niece and money. I know who to call, though. Mama, my two little sisters, and my son now. Salute to my son. He been fixing up our house and shit. We don't own that dang house. The landlords keep selling and shit, and we've been hooking it up. People come out and say, like, you look cuter now. Dusty ass blinds and shit I had up there gone. It's a rock, y'all. So I'm telling it all. Salute to my son. That was the point of that. Let these people know where they can find you at. Let me bring Linda Bella up here and get this queen up here, and we're going to go to her track. And then, hell, the show going to be over in a little bit.
All right, then. One last time. You can find me on Google. Just Google in the search bar, I'm a star. I2MsA.
That new word, I'ma. That's some new shit.
S-T-A and two R's.
Double R, like a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And you got to start saying that. You got to start saying two R's like a Rolls Royce.
Like a Rolls
Royce. Two M's, two R's.
It just came in my head.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey, give me some more. I ain't even ate. Shit, y'all going to have to fucking drag me home.
Yes.
And say your last encouraging word. Your music, like I told Brian, what I love, you be trying to send a message. I'm going to say it. I wasn't going to do it live. You got this down, that rap. I don't know if you're rapping to the bars or how you're doing it, but the reason why I can sit there, I like you singing more. I'll tell the truth. I never like try to judge my guests and Wendy
That's
Williams
right.
people, but regardless, when I hear your music, it's just positive is my point. Like, these rappers are rapping on or whatever to the beat or to a dope beat, but they're not talking about nothing. You feel me? And when I was listening to you, Brian came by yesterday, and I was like, damn, she's trying to say something in these songs. Like, every song, she has a message, if it's about love, life, or whatever. So that's what I appreciate about
Thank
your music.
You.
That's what I wanted to say. And that ain't the Ciroc talking. That's Bossy talking in my...
Thank you, Bossy.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah, go, host. You didn't even get to ask a question.
This is a real question.
That 20 minutes ago.
The people that you grew up with in the South...
Hold on, Brian. You better start doing what he do. You see, I just told Brian that last night. You better start cutting me off. He just did it, Brian. And this nigga is his first time here. Go on and go. I like him. Bossy ass. Virgo.
Do you think that there's hope for them to change? Do you see anything that could change their way of thinking?
Well, things have changed, you know, over the years. I mean, look at it. I grew up, but I was born in 64. So, you know, I went through a lot. Martin Luther time was back then.
Oh, wow. See, okay.
Yeah. So
do you think they've changed already?
I was around the dope game without
still,
shit.
There's still segregation. But, you know, little bit, like, I had my... I was always friends with the African American community.
Okay.
So I always went over on that side. So it was not the thing they wanted, but I did it. And Is more exactly. people do that?
And you right here now with the African American, and we got another blonde. See how God worked for you? He bought you a little blondie, little backup. But Bossy ain't racist. I'm just playing. Yeah, she got. I said they both got blonde hair, little cuties. My son put a blonde wig on me the other day. I was like,
anything can change if you just keep love in your heart. That's right. What I want to leave on this. On right. when I get up and let her up here, or
I like that because y'all guests always show each other love. Say it.
Love. Love.
When she get up here, I'm
it's all about love. You know, if people just keep in mind love.
And that was to my never settle, okay? And
that's in loving yourself.
Before she comes. Number one, don't settle for yourself.
Anything less than love.
And the bullshit. Yeah. You know, I don't know if y'all do it. Some people can't look at themselves in the mirror. But when I'm tripping on me, I don't care if me got to do with somebody I'm tripping about, I'll be just cussing myself out about it. You know what I'm saying? And it does start with that. If you're into the comedic knowledge or the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, into the how to gift like shit stuff, they be like, know thyself. Love thyself. You know what I'm saying? And it's true. People, women especially, are seeking love from a man. You even love your fucking self. She got money. She ain't got money. She got a nice car. She ain't got a nice car. She got a nice house. She ain't got a nice house. Fuck's how you suck dick now. I'll be talking about y'all better suck some dick, right? Uh-oh. And the night nurse. No, that's not it, bitch. Love yourself so you can, I called her a bitch. Queen, love yourself. That's the Ciroc code. I'm talking to y'all bitches today. Because y'all bitches not doing your job. And then I got to come up with this night nurse bullshit. Always meet a cool ass brother who don't want to leave a punk ass bitch. But you want me to play with your balls and shit over here. And this bitch ain't playing field right. Fuck all that shit. So my point is, love your motherfucking self so you can love somebody else. You know what I'm saying? This is a cussing show today. Love yourself. What you said, man. We got to get Linda up
it's
here.
It's easier
I'm going
to
on the love
get in a marriage than it is to get out.
It is. It's easier to get
and
in.
And I'd rather live alone and be happy.
I don't mess with married men. I only mess with the dudes that don't live with this punk ass bitch that he ain't happy with.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of that now. I'm going to just probably fucking hang up the night nurse, too. And
I'm just saying.
Just get me like an old ass man that I ain't got to worry about doing it to. And he just take care of me and pay my bills or something.
Ryan.
And I don't like old men either because I want somebody I can do it to. Oh, I'm sorry. I went into my personal life, y'all. I mean, I need my time on the show, too. So we thank our lovely lady again. I'm a star. We're going to close out the show and get Linda Bella up here. So before we go, we got a track, y'all. Linda Bella, nothing at all. She going to come up here and she can tell you why she made that video. She going to tell you why she is who she is and why she doing these movies. And she looked like the vixen bossy. And she was sexy in some movies I saw, you know, and all that good stuff. So, Linda Bella, salutes. Thank you for coming up.
I think I knew what you think. I think I knew what you did. I think I knew everything. But it's alright. I feel I'm going crazy. I feel I'm drifting away. I feel I'm stranded on this path of blackest darkness.
Nothing at all. Was it just nothing at all?
walk away? Should I take the parts? I'm a broken heart. Should I just forget? Like you did to the world we started. But the letting go is so hard to take. When I think your love could have all been fake. Should I just forget what you did to us, my love? I think I knew what you think. I think I knew what you did. I think I knew everything. That is alright.
Okay, I'll tell him I'm cold. I need a 2-hour show with him up here because he just as crazy as me. To my secret lover, I dedicate that song to you, even though you didn't watch me fall or whatever that part was. But is it nothing at all when you be saying you love me and shit, like real shit? I'm tipsy off some rock, nigga, fuck it. Only you know who I'm talking to and the couple other motherfuckers. But all right, that was touching. That was on point. See, she revolutionary with that Freddie Gray shit. I was ready to go bust up your grandfather's and shit. Now I'm in love. Her grandfather's. Okay, I'm sorry. So anyways, because we got around about a good 15 minutes left, I don't want to waste no time now. I kind of stop acting stupid. And I'm going to let you open up with the questions.
I want to know where you're from.
That's... Go on ahead. Oh, good first question. Damn. Go on ahead. Take over the next one. Because that's a good question.
Hey, why don't you guess?
All right, sweet.
I know.
You can get...
I know, yes. And I was like, damn, that was perfect. Right?
It's Europe, right?
It's our new partner.
Duh.
Well, you could be... It could be... No, you could... The entire world. I mean, outside of, like, a few places.
Okay.
You could be South American.
Okay, Harrison, be guessing, Negro. Don't take all of our time.
You could be...
I want to explain that song.
Scandinavian?
No.
You could be Spanish?
No, I know. Like,
no, you're Russian.
No.
You are...
No.
When you gonna give
I can't
up?
Hear the accent.
Say your name. Introduce yourself to everyone.
My name is Linda Bella.
And then let everybody know where you're from, since he's so bad with guessing.
I'm from France.
She's
so
French.
Angry.
Yeah, see, I was like, I know. I internet database, all that.
Where did your French accent go? You've been here a long time.
She does look like a Swedish girl or something, too. Yeah. Like,
wow. No. Like, I most of the parts I get actually because I'm an actress, so I usually audition for an American.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. So my accent is, this is my natural accent. I'm not trying to be whatever.
She sound like a down-to-earth person with an accent. Finish going.
But I'm like, if I want to be like a French girl, you know, they speak like that, the French.
You
know?
Thank you.
I'm from
there
France.
It is.
I'm trying to talk about me and stuff, me and
you know,
call
they say like, you know, they speak like that. But I don't speak like that. It's like, I've been studying pronunciations and all of that.
Oh, and correct me, when you mentioned pronunciation, that video was not called nothing at all.
It's called Black is Darkness, in parentheses, nothing at all.
That was my other note.
Yeah, but that was really smart because the title should have been nothing at all.
Yeah, that's
it should have been because, like, you know, what's repeated in the song is like nothing at all multiple times. Okay. And Black is Darkness is only said once.
And what is that? What does that mean?
Black is Darkness.
Oh,
is
no,
like,
go with your butt. Go with your butt.
So I wrote the song, and I thought Black is Darkness was way more poetic than Nothing at All. I didn't want to have my first song to be called Nothing at all. Because I'm not nothing. I'm not nothing at all.
I like that.
So my song should be Nothing at All.
Mm-hmm.
But Black is Darkness, I loved that. I was like, I came up with that line, and I was like, Black is Darkness. Like, you know, when it's like really dark and... I don't know. It was like, this is like, I like it. And then there was a song from The Weeknd called The Hill. the Hills.
Okay, okay.
And he says that once in the song, and it shouldn't be called something else too, but he chose to call it like
that. Makes sense. And we have a caller. Hold on. Finish going what you're saying. Okay. We got to call.
So he felt like it would be more poetic
like
to call it
hands and shit.
To call
she
it the
aggressive.
Hills.
She's like, bitch, don't push my hands.
So the Hills. So it was like, okay, I should call my song the way I want to call it.
There you go.
So Black is Darkness is what I want to call it and reflect the song. Nothing at all to me. Whatever. So it was in parentheses.
Okay.
Nothing at all. But that's Black is Darkness is the title.
All right, and before we continue, because we're going to end out with her, caller, thank you for calling. Let me know where you from. Digga. And your name?
Yes. Tell Emma we like her and we love her.
Oh, wait, hold on. Tell who? I'm up here talking about Digga playing this shit. Who is this queen?
Emma?
Is Emma home now?
No, I'm sorry, love. Introduce yourself.
Yes, I am Peggy Coleman.
Oh, okay, and who are you calling in for, Queen?
Hilma.
Hilma?
Hi, Emma.
Oh, I'm a star. Oh. She called you Emma. Emma. It's an Emma and shit. I'm a star. Okay, Queen. All right. I'm a star. Come up here. Come on. She tried to call and say something to you. Where are the headphones at? Co-host, let her borrow your headphones right quick. Oh. No, don't you go that way. Don't you go that way.
This way. Sorry.
Peggy Coleman.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, we letting her come back up right quick. I knew that she's like, Emma. I'm like, hold on. So I thought I was on Color Purple. Emma? Is Emma home? Okay, go on and say what you're going to say, caller.
And maybe.
This is Peggy Coleman from Tennessee.
Hey. Thanks for calling.
We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh,
good luck.
Thank you.
Here, say thank you so much in yours, because I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you so much. Love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, then she ain't get, we can call her now, I'm a star. I'm a star, just going to shine like a damn star. Get your ass out of here, I'm a star. Linda Bella's time, y'all. It's the Bella time. No damn star. I just saying, y'all. I'm a star. She trying to prove her. Everybody trying to come here. She got trying to tap her. She pushed my damn hand. He shake his ass in here. I'm a star.
We're all fired, by the way.
My goodness, I love y'all. Shit, bro, I'm gonna have like five hosts and co-hosts up here. So finish going, Queen. Back. So you mentioned that you're an actress, but we're talking about the singing.
Okay.
So if they saw the singing, let us know some of the acting you do, because I've seen your Internet Movie Database credit. Or if you weren't finished with what you're saying.
Yes. How about music? I love music.
Okay.
Let's talk about music.
So let's talk. Okay. So what's going on here?
Okay. So what do you want about music? So this is like.
Oh, hold on. He had a question. He was questioning you, right? You just want to know what she was.
Yeah. I'm riding the wave.
Your music. What were you going to say?
So that's actually the first song I've ever written.
Okay.
And after this, I've been writing a lot of songs, so I have like literally an entire album.
Okay.
And I've been doing a lot of, one of the style that I found was like, my style was actually reggae. This song is not reggae, but like I love reggae.
Oh.
And I got to work with a reggae producer, and I don't know, yeah. So
Super cool. So we got like 5 minutes. I got to take this moment. A brother reached out to me called The Dojo on Facebook. And I took advantage of the moment. I made him my brand ambassador for Global Streetwave. We came up with the idea. So I got to give a big plug. If I don't play this full video, Doja, guess what? I better come up here anyway. I'm going to play your video anyway, Holly. But I got to give a plug right quick. Global Streetwave, North and South Carolina. These brothers did drops for me in the studio. Like, they out there doing the show like we is. So I had to give a big salute to them right quick. Because the show, we literally got 5 minutes. You feel me? So now, let the people know, well, of course, you ain't going to go right at this moment, but I want to stop in a few minutes just so she can play like a cut, at least a minute of their track when we end out the show. But let people know as far as where they can find you before we even get out of here and find them. You got music for sale. You feel me? We need to make money.
Yeah,
I got On and On for sale right now on iTunes and all that stuff, 99 cents. Come on, I sell this music.
Okay, so my song Black is Darkness is on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, pretty much everything.
Okay.
So that's my like first single. I'm gonna have so many more songs.
So are you doing an album, an EP, what?
Okay. Album. Yep.
How many songs you have right now for the album?
I have 12 songs.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I have more than that, but I have to pick like 12, the best.
And there you go. So the Black is Darkness, is that the first single?
It was like it was actually the first song that I recorded and the first song I've written.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't my favorite song, to be honest with you.
Oh, I love it. I can relate to it right now.
Thank you. But it was, I feel like anybody can relate to that.
No, it's not.
But it was the first song I actually wrote, and it opened doors for me as far as writing, because I never wanted to be a songwriter. Mm. And after this, it's like, now literally my favorite thing to do is songwriting. I don't even care about singing as much. It's like, I care way more about writing.
Well, you know what? I don't like rapping anymore. I like sing rapping. And I need somebody to help me write some stories. Like, real talk, like, I want to tell the story, but like me, I ain't gonna lie. I think too big and too deep and too much. And it's like, come on, break some of it down, and I can't. Like, so I made my one track, Don't Wake Me, and on, but just saying that to say, it's not about me today, it's about you, and we got that much to go. I kind of like, not a ghostwriter, but I want someone to help me with the stories, like as if I'm a singer. Yep. And I want to do it like my Don't Wake Me, I just little auto-tunes thing. But I kind of got a little voice where I can try to sing, but I ain't a singer.
You have a great voice. You have an amazing speaking voice. I'm assuming you have a great voice.
I'll send you some of my little stuff in a little text message.
I can tell you good.
And let you hear. And it'll be nice if I can get on something with you to do something. Like, I'm going to start these different artists. I don't be dealing with the female. That's another story, because I'm going to waste our time. So now, you got a question for her? If not, I'll ask. You got a question for her? Okay, we sold our song where we can find the blackest. Right quick, I'm sorry, because you do got Internet Movie Database credit. And salute Salicia again, Serato PR, my new sort of kind of PR, bringing this beautiful lady here. But as far as that go, what did you get credit for the Internet Movie Database? Internet Movie Database is where all the celebrities, finna be celebrities like me, all the people that do movies, whether it's independent film, big films, major, they get this credit, and it goes up on there. So shout outs out to Rick Hart, America's Court Judge Ross, and City Risings, and my girl Nakia Brown, because I got three little credits on there. Internet Movie Database as an actress.
Perform. Where do you perform?
There you go. Come on. That was come the on, question. Host. There you go. Where do you perform? That was his question. See, I
have
was
you
talking.
Or have you? Where have you performed? Or are
she
you
was
going
thrown
to
off
perform?
Right now.
Are you going to perform? Do you
do
want
you
to perform?
Perform live? See?
Yeah, hell yes.
What
of
do you?
Course.
What do you perform at?
Okay, so my first performance.
She was thrown off. He came. He knows how to talk with me.
As a singer, it's like you got to do this. It's like, come on. So it's like my first performance was at the Viper Room.
Oh, the Viper
which
Room.
Which was
cool.
Like, and real and crazy. Wait, that it was literally my first stage.
Wait, how far? How long ago?
Like, literally a month ago. literally. And that was my first stage. Okay. The Viper fucking room.
High five. I don't know if we can high five. We can do like
air high five. Like I'm at church.
Air high five.
It was like, so it was, and that was like my first performance. And that was like unreal, because I heard so many stories about it and so many things about it. And it was like, to me, it's like a legendary place.
Wow.
And it was like literally my first place I got to perform.
It is.
So it was like, that was amazing, and I got to perform in lots of other clubs in LA.
Okay.
And performing is my favorite thing to do. Actually, you know what? Before songwriting.
Okay.
So performing live is my favorite thing to do, number one.
Like me. I love it, entertainer. For
number
sure.
Two, songwriting.
There we go. There
and number three, before she go, because we got to actually get out of here. Our time is up. I'm glad the porter ain't over there signaling to me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the signal. I'm about to signal porter. It's like, I don't even know. I like to wrap this shit up like a condom. I like it raw, but we can wrap this shit up. So, again, Internet Movie Database credit. What was that little horror film I saw? Not little, big horror film. What was that I saw you doing a scary movie or something?
So the last one that I did was Devil's Domain.
There you go.
And I played the devil.
Yes, she played a female. I seen you seducing that girl and shit.
I am the devil. So I was like a femme fatale, all dressed in red lips and everything.
Exactly.
And yeah.
All that good stuff. Devil. So I'm going to have to get her best and sex. That's the problem when you become the second guest. Luckily, I'm a star. Because the first guest is going to get more time. And then I'm going to talk about boobies. This nigga going to throw his ass. And booties, and then we ain't got the much time to go. So I'm going to start. Let the people know. We're going to close out.
Okay.
We're about to get out of here. Let the people know where they can find you. You're going to let people know where they can find
Instagram,
you.
Instagram, so it's Linda_Bella. So it's basically three underscores. I know it's complicated. Then you can find me on Facebook, Linda Bella. And on Twitter, LindaBella06.
Okay, and do what you can find.
I am at Celebrity Aaron. AARON. Celebrity, if you can't spell it, Google it. At Celebrity Aaron on Instagram and Twitter and every other social media. Ooh, every other social media that you can.
He ain't gonna keep showing his ass on my show.
And
we out, y'all. Black girls gone well. Black girls gone well. Hennessy with the loud. Hennessy.
with the thing. Freak bitch named Jen, yeah. Swerve off in a Benz, yeah. Hell yeah, bring your friend, yeah. Room at the Days Inn, yeah. A young nigga setting trends, yeah. I been fucking best friends, yeah. These bitches ain't got no sense, yeah. These bitches ain't got a chance, yeah. A nigga always on the go, yeah. I'm stacking money on the low, yeah. I'm bobbing all across the globe, yeah. I need a stack for a show, yeah. I love them bitches on the pole, yeah. She shaking ass for the dough, yeah. Hennessy with some coke, yeah.